Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Shiel.
Hello.
And we're going to chat about grief today. I woke up this morning and regardless of where we are politically, it's really quite awful to see political assassinations.
Right.
So Charlie Kirk, who is a young man, and I've seen lots of the clips where he tries to bring people together and find common ground, he was assassinated.
I'm
And
not so up with all the politics.
no, but you've listened to Charlie
Yeah,
in
I
the past
think.
and you don't sit either side, really. You're very much apolitical as a general rule, which drives me nuts, but anyway. But he's just a really kind, loving man. So it's really interesting
Well,
to.
he's got a young family too.
Yeah. So it's quite devastating. And then I was thinking about all of the people who have passed in the last 4 or 5 years with the shenanigans and how are people feeling on the planet at the moment with this grief?
Well, it's not only that, but it's on TV and everyone has to see it. And the thing about things like post-traumatic stress disorder is that they're an externalized cause,
Yeah.
right? So it's not something internal, and people are seeing it on television.
Yeah.
And the thing about post-traumatic stress disorder, it might not only be like first responders will often get it, but they're a bit trained in it, so they're a little bit more resilient. But the people on TV and people who see it and hear about it. It's, do you know what I mean? Because the thing about post-traumatic stress disorder, it's not only death, fear of violence and death, fear of violence or fear of sexual assault.
Right.
It's actually even just hearing about those things sometimes. And so one of the problem when, the people who are our leaders start getting killed, it's actually creates such instability because the people who, managing our legal systems or our this or that, it actually makes everybody afraid who's in the political system. Because usually it doesn't happen. Like this is a very rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Like any of the Western countries, people don't usually just get,
Well,
and especially
what's
someone who's,
happened in the world where there's seven political people who have fallen dead in the last few
well,
weeks?
that happened recently too, didn't
Was
it?
that Germany?
Well, one in the UK. Oh,
Yes,
was
sir.
it? There were seven people from one party. I don't remember. But there's seven people in one country in one party who are
Yeah.
standing. And they're all,
They've
I remember
all.
seeing it on the news. They were like, there wasn't any apparent reason for it, but it was a very big number in a very small
Yeah.
amount of people. So the likelihood of that many people was low in a small group, but possible, you know.
John Campbell did a statistics lesson on it.
Right. Well, what's the saying? It's possible, but not very likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's sad when you see these things on, they're on the news and they're in the mainstream, and then they're often misreported as well.
Yeah.
Like, because you end up with the bias of whatever news station you listen to, which often makes it worse because you're not hearing. And it's a really sad thing.
Yeah,
It's a
and it
sad thing.
creates more division when the news isn't telling the truth.
Well, that's right, but I grew up in a bit of political family, and it's like you know, they're often the people who get the job done, and but whatever side they're on, everyone really should work together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're in a state or a country or a shire or whatever, and
Yeah.
even though there's left or right, everyone's really working together to do all the things that everyone agrees with, like keeping the traffic lights running and the hospitals running and the schools running. Everyone agrees on nearly everything.
Yeah.
And so when people get polarized to the point where the other side's so bad, you just like want to get rid of
Yeah.
them. It's just a really sad state of affairs. And because it's on the news, I think it's okay to talk about this. It's a bit impromptu for me
Yeah.
talking about this. But
Well, people will be feeling it, like regardless, because I saw videos this morning of people who were celebrating his death as well. You know,
right.
lots of them on Twitter, which is sort of,
Well, there's all sorts of war going on at the moment in the world, and sometimes you see that the people who are winning are celebrating,
Yeah.
whatever one it is,
Yeah.
and something happens, and you see people protest from either side of it, but they're celebrating injuries on the other side, and that's a real tragedy.
It really is.
But the thing itself is a tragedy as well. Like there's two big wars that's going on at the moment, and they're both sort of stupid, and they're both too much, and the people who are winning are doing too much, and you kind of go, I don't even know what to say about it. It's like, well, okay.
But yeah, so in relation to grief and challenges once we've lost someone, I suppose the people who potentially tend to do the best are the people with a spiritual part of their life. So the people who,
Well, it can
and
be,
especially
but
with,
then no, but sometimes for people who are spiritual, they'll feel betrayed and they can end up with a spiritual breakage because they're like, God didn't look after me, or do you know what I mean? Unless you belong to a spiritual pathway, you get a reward for that. But I don't know about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's all a bit
Yeah,
strange.
but so and you know. Everything's online now, everything's on the news. And you could look up Kubler-Ross. That's the one that they normally use, the Kubler-Ross grief scale.
The grief scale. Well, I was thinking about the map of consciousness, so when a huge tragedy happens, it's hard to keep your natural equilibrium,
Right.
because well, the people who are giving the eulogies for Charlie are saying, because obviously he was a spiritual man.
Was he?
No.
Because I don't know much about him. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. He
Right.
was very outspoken about his faith, about God, about Jesus Christ. He was very outspoken about all sorts of things. So, and that was, and people, that was one of the questions that would often come up with these kids at the university. They would ask him about his spirituality. So he
Right.
was very.
I saw him. He was the guy with the. He was at some campus and he'd just sit there and people would come and ask him. He had an open mic or something.
No, and he allows them to speak about absolutely anything.
Right. Yeah, because in counselling, you're generally like the general thing, there's one thing called the Kubler-Ross grief cycle, and it moves through these five or six stages, and their denial. So, so with this type of thing, you can see this, and also with the wars. It's a have you
So
got that
this
up?
here, the stages of grief.
That's the one. So it's like you can see with this, you can see with anything going on at the moment in the world, you can see we've got a war in Ukraine that's tragic, we've got a war in Israel that's tragic, and then we've got these personal things like this, like individual deaths, and you can see the
And
state.
again, you can see the media pushing these things. It's a really interesting at
Right,
the
well, whatever it is, yeah. But when they're pushing it, if you see through these stages, so in the beginning of something like this, first there's denial, right? Because the thing about, especially, because this grief cycle, it's like maybe it's not the best thing, but it's kind of the go-to you use to get a start with in grief work. And so the first thing is denial, and this is often used with something like if you get diagnosed with cancer. Right, so if I'm diagnosed with cancer, the first thing I'm in denial. You just don't want to accept it, and then you get angry. Angry at who though, right? Because see denial, avoidance, confusion, elation, shock, fear. But it's a denial, right? I'll just keep living or this and that, and then anger. You see, it's frustration, irritation. And then you're angry because you haven't actually got hold of it yet, right? And you can see what you're talking about in the media. They're going through this too. Right, and then depression, it's like, oh, and the reason depression might come about in this thing is because now it's like anyone who thought, oh, we'll speak up and speak out against something that we don't agree with, now we're scared to, because if you do that, you could get shot at, right? And then there's bargaining, struggle to find meaning, reaching out to others. This is when people start to actually pick it up, start to get advice, information, how to do things, and that'd be the beginning of a counselling stage, say, and then accepting, exploring options, actually finding options, which is creative, and then put a new plan in place and moving on. So what you're actually doing from the avoidance in this stage going through to the new options is a thing where in grief counseling, you say, just say something like, your mum's sick, right? And she's dying. Okay. So that's because this happened to me. Well, the first thing is you're in the, so the way you do it is that you've got a relationship while they're alive, right? And then they die, right? And if you're, like in my case, my mum got cancer. So you go through all of these paths. And if you look at it, because I can remember going through them, And then at the end, see, with the acceptance, what happens is that first the death happens, and then you go through the grieving cycle, and then the acceptance is the acceptance of the new relationship. Because you still have a relationship with your mum, it's just in a new context.
Yes.
Like, so, because what you don't want to do is abandon the relationship. You've got the relationship while living, and then you come through to the acceptance, and now you've got a new relationship after death. So the relationship hasn't gone. It's just changed to a new context.
Yeah.
And that's how you kind of put this scale into, it's that adjusting the relationship. And so you've got the thing happened in this case that you're talking about, and then there'll be some stages to go through where the new relationship happens.
Right.
Because that person, Charlie Kirk's his name, he was a pretty public figure, and he was someone that people liked. He was a pretty likable guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. And
Although
even a lot of the
he was
kids.
a bit provocative.
He was a bit provocative, absolutely, but he just got kids to think, which I think is awesome.
And he talked to young people.
Yeah, that was his whole, he was only 31.
Yeah, right.
Such a baby. Like, it's just
And he had
so
a couple of
devastating. He
kids.
had a couple of kids and a beautiful wife, and was anyway, I
Well, it's
just
like
thought,
any family that happens to, it's a tragedy. And then, because we see this stuff in the world, and we don't realize how that all the people around them will be affected.
yeah, absolutely.
And then, because he's in politics, all the people in the political in those groups will be affected. But the other side's affected too,
Yeah.
because it means it's more dangerous for everyone to speak up. And because the whole thing often of what people are doing who are narcissistic, right, whether it's in a family system, in a political system, in a gendered system,
Yeah.
right, what they're doing is try to shut the other side down.
Yeah.
It's always trying to shut the other, you don't want people to talk. It's about shutting them down. There's the ultimate shutdown.
Yeah.
Pretty tragic. And it's tragic. I don't even know much about it, and I find it tragic,
Yeah.
because nobody wants to be a politician anyway. It's like that's why we get generally often sort of lower, not the you don't get the smartest people all the time.
Australian politics.
No, but whatever it is, because it's actually not really that safe. Everybody knows where you live, everybody knows what you do, and a lot of people disagree with what you're standing up for. So, and you see this is one of the outcomes that can happen, sadly.
Yeah. Okay. So Kubler-Ross, so people can look that up.
Kubler-Ross, and we put a little image up there, and you can look up different versions, but it's just trying to, it's getting back to that level, because there's one thing that happened, but there's so much tragedy on earth at the moment.
Yeah.
There's so much death from the wars, and then there's also the stupid arguing about it
Yeah.
while it keeps going on,
Yeah.
and once again shutting people up so that you can keep doing it.
Yeah. No, and there's so much money being made in the military industrial complex. So, it's hard to make
That's
it
always been
not.
like that though,
Yeah,
because
well, it has been since the 60s, yeah.
But then the other thing is you end up with militant parts of society, and if that's not turned on, then you see how invaluable it is if you don't have it as well.
Yeah.
Like, because you've got to be a bit pro-defense.
Yeah, definitely. Anywho,
Yeah, well,
that was more for me than anyone else, so
that
thank
was
you
good.
very much.
No, but it's good because there's so much war and stuff at the moment, and it's good to look at. Because it's destabilizing. Like when you look at that Kubler-Ross thing, even with the wars going on, it's destabilizing for everybody,
Yeah.
because now you have to think about these people here, like, because we're all supporting them in one way or another,
Yeah.
because different countries are supporting different groups and different, and so we're kind of all affected by it, even on a lower level, because there's this thing happening that's causing instability, because it means, oh, what if
Yeah,
these
well,
things don't stop? What else might happen? And because of those wars going on, you see all the politics changing in the world. And so for the kids, they look at what's going on in the mainstream politics. You only have to watch the news to see what's actually happening.
yeah.
And it's a little bit destabilized at the moment, and maybe a little bit more scary than it was 10 years ago.
Well, more than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's
And more
been
than it
very
was
interesting.
25 years ago, ever since September the 11th, 2001. It's been getting a little.
Oh, which is today.
Yeah, really? No, it's
Okay.
the.
It is.
Oh, it
Yes.
is. Oh,
Hugs to all our American friends.
it's been an anniversary.
Yeah.
An anniversary of grief and loss.
More trauma and grief and loss.
So it's probably a good
Absolutely.
day to do this.
Beautiful. Okay. Thanks, David.
Hey, Madonna.
Thanks.